The plane took off at 2:33 p.m. One of the passengers was Naima Valera of Key West, who left Cuba in 1980. This is her first trip back.
I'm so excited. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's finally happening. Amen. God is awesome.
Isaac Valdez is with Mambi International, the Miami-based charter company that handles the travel arrangements. He says a Key West flight is important for Cuban Americans living in the Florida Keys.
Now they don't have to drive up to Miami 4 hours and then wait 4 hours at the airport. So now they can come to Key West, be here 2 hours before, and just take off to Cuba.
Key West City Commissioner Tony Yanez, who was born in Cuba, was hoping to take today's flight, but business intervened. Yanez said today's flight is the precursor to a time when anyone can hop on a flight in Key West and land in Havana half an hour later.
I think the day is coming soon when we're going to see people just be able to go there to Cuba as tourists. No politics, just regular vacation.
For now, the only people who can take the flights, which cost $525 round trip, are Cuban citizens and those with special permission from the U.S. government. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.